another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Rena Lokai. Dr. Kristen Casey Amber of Vanderbilt University Medical Center recently spoke at an Around the Practice discussion regarding new research in colorectal cancer. She discussed these treatment updates with Cancer Network and highlighted molecular testing options and emerging targets in the world of metastatic colorectal cancer. The interview questions have been recorded for audio clarity. At your institution, what are the current treatment sequencing options in CRC?
So at Vanderbilt, we actually have a lot of clinical trials open. So those like Breakwater and Mountaineer 03 is about to open at our institution. So we're thinking early on in terms of treatment, targeted treatment options for patients with colorectal cancer. Then I think there are really good standard of care options from the beginning that are even targeted, for instance, immunotherapy for patients who are MSI high and others. And then we have a lot of chemotherapy options even for patients who are not on clinical trials. So the good thing is in colorectal cancer, we're adding more regimens because patients often need a variety of treatments over the years.
Can you speak to the importance of multidisciplinary care in the space?
So multidisciplinary care is essential in colorectal cancer. So one of the most fun things about my job is actually interacting with my colleagues, those that are colorectal surgeons, surgical oncologists, pathologists, radiation oncologists, interventional oncologists and radiologists. And so all of those people really are behind the scenes. Sometimes they're in front as well for the patients, but all of them are really working together with me to ensure the care of the patient is optimal.
Looking forward, how do you hope to see the field evolve in the next 5 years?
So I'm hoping that we see more treatment options for patients. We identify more patient subtypes that we can target and find actionable alterations for. I also hope that we find more treatments that are durable. So we're seeing that in a little bit in immunotherapy and even with some of the trastuzumab tucatinib data. But I'd really like to see more treatment options that are less toxic and more durable in terms of response.
Are there any upcoming presentations at ESMO across the gastrointestinal space that you're most excited about?
Yeah, so at ESMO, we actually will be presenting some more biomarker data on the Mountaineer-01 study, so look out for that. Also interested in looking at some updated data in Keynote-811 in the esophageal space. I know it'll be a great meeting, as they always are.
What was your biggest takeaway from the discussion with your colleagues today?
I think the biggest takeaway for me is just that there are so many options in the HER2 amplified space in colorectal cancer, which is really nice to see, but it takes some thought, and it really is specific to colorectal because how we treat HER2 positive breast cancer is not how we treat HER2 positive colorectal cancer. So the nuances of the data, I think, are really key, and knowing how to apply those in each individual patient is really important.
Are you currently involved in any ongoing research?
Yeah, so I have an ongoing ECOG study, COG-ACRIN 2201, which is looking in the rectal cancer space for MSI-high locally advanced rectal cancer patients being treated with immunotherapy with nivolumab and ipilimumab, plus or minus short course radiation. So that is a really interesting study. We're currently at the interim analysis, so we're looking forward to seeing the results of that soon.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available. Or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at Cancer Network without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at cancer-network.